Hello, I'm Matt Baker. In this Archive Hour, I'm setting out to prove that science fiction has more to offer than just fantasies for the technological anoraks. It's also got a great tradition of holding a mirror up to nature and taking on the real world on a whole variety of issues. Radio Sci-Fi has created worlds in which the question, what if, is more than just a technological one. The new Sony Ericsson W810i Walkman phone operates like an MP3 player with play, pause and skip tracks keys. It comes with enough memory for you to store up to 15 of your favourite albums. Its battery life in flight mode means up to 30 hours of listening time, and when you're on the move, you can tune into your favourite FM stations. The new Sony Ericsson W810i Walkman phone, the soundtrack to your life. When you imagine the new Alpha 159 sports wagon, mediocre is not a word that springs to mind. The Alpha 159 sports wagon may be very practical, with an impressive 1,200 litres of load space, but we suspect you'll be far more impressed by its performance. I've seen a hand. This year sees the 40th anniversary of the Walker Brothers' number one hit, The Sun Ain't Gonna Shine Anymore. Not only that, it sees the release of a new album from Scott Walker, Drift. Hi, I'm Matt Baker, and this is The Old Man's Back Again, the Scott Walker story. Tremendous investment opportunities exist in the foreign currencies markets. Interest rates continue to drop in the United States. Japan is suffering from economic problems. With the introduction of the euro currency, the foreign currency markets are the most actively traded financial markets in the world today. Trading foreign currencies is high-risk, high-reward investment, and it's not suitable for all investors. Only invest risk capital. For free information, call 1-800-897-2222. My niece Tilly, who is barely two, is already shown a keenness to be independent. So much so that quite often when she's out walking with her mother, she refuses to hold her hand. Instead, at the amusement of her dotant parents, she walks in front of them, stubbornly, with her arms folded. It's endearing but typical how children are so eager to grow up and do as they please. And it was certainly the case with me. Everyone now knows the story of how an employee of Decca Records rejected a young four-piece with the advice that guitar bands were finished. But EMI had a better ear, and on signing the Beatles, prepared the way for the next giant leap in the history of vinyl.